the rest of the story. Perhaps it's because knowledge in the field of medicine is compounding so rapidly. Doctors are increasingly skeptical, more and more reticent to accept the latest discoveries until each has been painstakingly tested and verified. Imagine then the skepticism of surgeons in Omaha, Nebraska, when a candidate for major surgery insisted that they, the doctors, use his equipment for the operation. The patient's name was Adrian Hannes, an apparently responsible young man, employee of an energy firm in Omaha, faculty member at Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. February 14, 1983. Mr. Hannes was taken to Methodist Hospital complaining of severe abdominal pain. A diagnosis was made, surgery was prescribed, and then during a pre-surgery consultation, the patient produced a felt-lined case and presented it to the surgeon. Said, Mr. Hannes, I want you to use these on me when you operate. The surgeon opened the case. Inside were what appeared to be scalpels, but they were nothing like the doctor had ever seen before. The patient was asked, where did he get them? Mr. Hannes replied that a friend in Lynchburg, Virginia had made them. They were indeed scalpels. But this is the rest of the story. They were more than 100 times sharper than any honed steel instrument. More than 100 times sharper. The surgeon was incredulous. He looked more closely to see that the surgical instruments that his patient had brought, the blades of all of them, were made of glass. Now, certainly, Mr. Hannes, the surgeon, was in no way compelled to give these revolutionary scalpels a try except by curiosity. But curiosity was enough, and so after seeking and obtaining official assurance that the instruments were indeed safe to use, the surgeon did agree, the surgery was performed, and those scalpels were so sharp, they required almost no pressure for cutting. And this so impressed the surgeon who used them that he began recommending that they be employed in delicate surgery of all kinds, plastic surgery, eye surgery. And soon they were. The glass blades, only 4/1,000,000ths of a centimeter in thickness, manufactured and sold for $15 a piece. That's 53 times less expensive than comparable scalpels edged with diamond. Now that pioneer patient, Adrian Hannes, recuperated. He did recover, and they're still talking about what happened back at Augustana College, because that's where Mr. Hannes is director of archaeology. I said archaeology. The remarkable surgical instruments that he helped introduce to modern medicine, those were precise replicas of implements he had retrieved from the earth, from the chasms of time, relics of the ancient cultures of the Indians of Central America, blades handcrafted of volcanic glass used by Aztec surgeons 2,500 years ago. And now you know the rest of the story.